Penguin Random House Audio presents The Fixer by Joseph Finder. Read for you by Stephen Carney. For Henry. 1. On a lovely West Cambridge street, this 1903 Queen Anne home is on a large level lot with many mature trees. Graciously proportioned rooms and elegant millwork. Pocket doors and two working fireplaces with original ceramic tile. The house is in need of updating. Please see attached home inspection report. The house was a dump. There was no way around it. The listing had been online for 7 months, and it had generated a flurry of interest at first, and one offer so lowball that the real estate agent refused to dignify it with a reply. The agent had written the ad himself and was justifiably proud of it. It was a great ad. It was also a steaming pile of horseshit, as everyone eventually discovered when they got a look at the house. An absolute lie. The place was a disaster, a money pit. Potential buyers usually fled after spending a minute or two stumbling through the decaying interior. So Rick Hoffman, who'd left the family house on Clayton Street in Cambridge 17 years ago, solemnly vowing never to return, was now camping out in what used to be his father's study on the second floor. December in Boston could get awfully cold, but he turned off the heat, which was ridiculously expensive, so he was sleeping fully clothed in a Sub-Zero Expedition sleeping bag on the old leather couch next to a space heater. The study smelled vaguely of cat piss. Glassed-in legal bookcases lined the walls, tall and rickety. On his father's desk was an ancient IBM PC, an early computer ivory that belonged in the Smithsonian, and an Okidata dot matrix printer. If the 19... 19-